reached by phone from Rumbek, Lagos State Information Minister William Skoji says government deployed security forces this morning to demolish homes around Rumbek National Secondary School, but the demolition was halted when civilians began throwing objects at the security forces.
The ongoing demolition angered some people whom their house were demolished, and they start throwing stones, sticks, and coming in big numbers toward the security forces who were tasked with the responsibility of guiding and protecting those at the site.
Lakes State Police Inspector Lieutenant Colonel Moses Machoch says the confrontation forced police to shoot bullets in the air and on the ground, which left one person dead.
Yeah, one person was killed and two are injured. It just happened that when they was getting these stones and the sticks and started fighting with these army soldiers, that's where the shooting started. There is a committee for that investigation will be conducted, and then the investigation will find out who will be responsible for that person, even those who are wounded.
The wounded were taken to Rumbek State Hospital, where they were treated for gunshot wounds. One resident was shot on the mouth, another was shot in the stomach, and a third person was shot in the leg. Daniel Lart, State Coordinator for the Civil Society Group, Community Empowerment and Progress Organization, says security forces shot unarmed civilians, while some residents where homes were being demolished have been arrested. He says the government gave residents only one day's notice their homes would be destroyed.
The notice was very short. It was only yesterday. This is when some of the family members were informed that this land belonged to the school and we need to demolish this area. And they started this morning. You know, the reason is not really known yet. But if it is that this land belonged to the school, the area for the school has already been demolished, and this area also, the government claim it also belonged to the school.
Koji says the decision to demolish homes in the area follows a peace conference held in Juba, and the move received approval from the State's Council of Ministers for execution.
They were informed earlier, 6 months ago, even those buildings were marked, and they could not have interest of looking for new places, rather going back to their original places. So they insist to remain there. Otherwise, it is their right. If they don't have land, they would have to seek new places peacefully, and the government is ready to allow them a new land.
Rumbek resident Tienke Riel says his house was demolished this morning.
Some of the items that were, I have two computers inside my room, and 6x6 bed, and other things. I didn't remove anything there, man.
Riel says the government surprised him by showing up with bulldozers this morning without any notice.
There were some houses that were marked to be demolished. And there were the other houses, including my house, wasn't part of the houses to be demolished. We only got the information in the morning that your houses as well has to be demolished. And we are not informed, just like the other guys who were informed.
Police Inspector Machoch says the demolition was halted temporarily. Security forces have cordoned off the area to prevent further violence. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Bor.